The Cubs and the Braves at SunTrust Park on Tuesday, but not before a 2.5-hour rain delay at the onset, and Joe is feeling it. Well, Joe, maybe this will wake you up.
Deep drive to right, trouble. This is going to leave the yard, a long home run. Markakis golfing one, and the Braves lead it 1-0. Newcomb's pitch. Baez drives one in the air, left center field, deep. That's back near the wall, gone. Home run number 11 for Javier Baez, and this ball game is tied 1-1. Contreras drives one in the air to deep center field. Back goes Inciarte. Back to the wall. It's gone. A 3-run homer for Wilson Contreras, and the Cubs lead 4-1. Cubs with their second homer in the inning.
As Lackey strikes out the pitcher. Ground ball. Russell will get it. So John Lackey's night is done. 5 innings, 5 hits, 1 run. He's really good tonight. Bases loaded, 1 out. Cubs lead 4-1. The Braves out of a jam. Tag applied, and that's the only out they'll get. As Almora scores, it's 5-1.
It was a very long night at SunTrust Park in Cobb County for both the Cubs and the Braves, but ultimately a rewarding night for the Cubs as they came away with the 5-1 win over Atlanta. Here is Chicago skipper Joe Maddon.
Saw the gun. The gun readings were really good. I thought he threw some really good sliders. It was very hot. It kept getting warmer, hotter, muggier the whole night. So it was actually a good thing because I was going to let him go back out. But that pitch inning spot did not come back up, but it kind of worked out well. I think he had 86 pitches after five. We had a rested bullpen. The matchups were good. Dunsing to Strope to CJ. Just everything worked out perfectly after that. But I thought John's stuff was very good. Really good.
The Cubs will send Mike Montgomery to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by R.A. Dickey.